Good evening and welcome to Shilta Gael. This is Madeline Cave, your host this evening. This is my second show on Shilta Gael, so I'm very pleased to be here tonight. And I'm joined by my good friend, Roger Hara. Hello, Roger.
Good evening, Madeline.
Thank you for coming in this evening. So I first met Roger when I was living in Scotland, and I had been living in Colorado, but I had a radio show over in Scotland, and I came back to Colorado on vacation, and I asked some friends here if they would record a few songs of the late and very wonderful Scottish songwriter Davy Steele. And Celtic Friends, which is Roger's a member of that band, came along and we recorded this wonderful track and did a radio show, which I took back to Scotland. So we've been friends ever since, and I'm going to let Roger speak in just a moment or two. But first of all, I want to play you two of those tracks, which I recorded for the show over in Scotland. As I say, they're written by the late Davy Steele. And the track that the Celtic Friends sing, the Celtic Friends are based in Denver and they have a Facebook page and you'll find them online. There are 9 members, am I right, Roger?
8.
8, sorry. 8 members of the band. And this song is called Just One More Chorus. And then I'm going to follow that on with my friends Crowboy, who are Todd Redmond and Chris Smith, and they are singing Davy's song, The Last Trip Home. Now, they recorded this live, I believe, in the men's restrooms at Boulder Pottery, because Todd is a potter, and they had excellent acoustics in there, so... This might be a first on KGNU. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, so here we go with these two songs, Just One More Chorus and The Last Trip Home.
Are playing a tune in the bar, a slow air for those who've been banished afar. The music gets faster as the night it wears on. So through the air comes the strains of a song.
Just one more chorus before we depart. Just one more song we all sing from the heart. The harmonies ring to the words we all know. Just one more song and we'll go.
At festival time on some cold drafty stair or smoky old back room, the singers are there. When everyone else has packed up and gone, we'll still be trying for just one more song. Just one more chorus before we depart. Just one more song we all sing from the heart. The heart is ring to the words we all know. Just one more song, then we'll go.
No matter what accent, no matter what tongue,
when people love singing, they all sound as one.
This gathering of singers will go on and on, join in the chorus of just one more song.
Just one more chorus before we depart. Just one more song we all sing from the heart. The harmonies ring to the words we all know. Just one more song and we'll go.
And though we may part soon, our own ways to find, and though we may scatter
whenever we meet on these gathering days, we'll still sing the songs as we've sung them always. Just one more chorus before we depart. Just one more song we all sing from the heart. The harmonies ring to the words we all know. Just one more song, then we'll go. Just one more chorus before we depart. Just one more song we all sing from the heart. The harmonies ring to the words we all know.
Just one more song, the singers are here. Just one more song,
we'll go on and on.
Just one more song,
then we'll go.
Well, I've worked on farms from the start. The muckle horses won my heart. With big broad backs they proudly stand, the uncrowned kings over all the land. And yet for all their power and strength, they're as gentle as the summer's wind. So steady, boys, walk on. Our work is nearly done. No more will we till or plow the fields. The horse's day is gone, and this will be our last trip home. So steady, boys, walk on. Now you'll hear men sing their songs of praise. Four Arab stallions in a race, or hunters that fly with the hounds to chase the fox and run him down. But none of them compare, I vow, to the working pair that pulls the plow. So steady, boys, walk on. Our work is nearly done. No more will we till or plow the fields. The horse's day is gone, and this will be our last trip home. So steady, boys, walk on. In all the years I've plowed my trade, in all the fields we've plowed and laid, I never thought I'd see the time when a Clydesdale's work would ever end. But progress runs its driven course, and tractors have replaced the horse. So steady, boys, walk on. Our work is nearly done. No more will we till or plow the fields. The horse's day is done, and this will be our last trip home. So steady, boys, walk on. And as we head back, our friends have lined along the road one last time. For none of them would want to miss the chance to see us pass like this. They'll say they saw in years to come the muckle horses' last trip home.
Shoulta Gael is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Welcome back to Shoulta Gael on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. So that was Celtic Friends, followed by Crowboy. Now, Crowboy are a local Boulder band, and I'm going to be hosting them on the Cabaret show on June 20th, just before I head on for a trip in to Scotland. So if you liked what you heard there, then please do listen in. Todd Redmond and Chris Smith, Crowboy, they will be on Cabaret on June 20th. So Roger is here with me now. Roger also has some Celtic connections. So I'm going to let you tell us a bit about those, Roger.
Well, the first of them is a local musician, a young lady named Joanna Hyde. She graduated from East High School, Colorado College, and got a master's degree in trad and performance music from the University of Limerick. So just another in the long string of young, talented musicians performing trad music. And she performed with her brother, Ian Hyde, and a number of other trad artists, and created a CD last year called Blue and Green, and they were named the Best New Band of the Year by Live Ireland Radio. They won one of their Livies last year. And Joanna's boyfriend is a young man named Tadhg Ómichar, and Tadhg is from Howth, which is on the north of Dublin Bay. Tadhg is a former All-Ireland piano champion, also plays accordion, and together they have produced an album of trad music, a nice blend of original and traditional songs. Joanna sings and plays fiddle, Tadhg plays piano and accordion, and they've just released a new CD called One for the Fox, and we have a track from it that was written by Tadhg based on his first trip to Colorado, where he saw a lot of snow. And so the track we're going to play is from their new album, and it's called Snowy Eldora.
Snowy Eldora, and I'm following that up with a track by Emily Smith called Sweet Lover of Mine. Thank you very much, Roger.
Thank you. As I come o'er by Bonnie Moor Hill, every rose grows bonny in time, a meadowy lass and the cardernel, longing to be a sweet lover o' mine. It's questions three I'll ask o' thee. Every rose grows bonny in time, and it's questions three you maun answer me before you are a sweet lover o' mine. Before you are a sweet lover of mine.
Smith there with Sweet Lover of Mine. So Roger Hara, who is in the studio with me this evening, is, in addition to being a member of the band I mentioned, the Celtic Friends, Roger is also a contributor and photographer with the Celtic Connections, which is it monthly?
It is a monthly.
Roger, a monthly newspaper, which is just filled with information about the Celtic scene in the Boulder, Denver area, and it's distributed far and wide, I believe.
Oh, and there's activities far beyond Boulder and Denver as well.
There certainly are. And you can also find it online. Now, the music that I'm playing tonight, if you want any more information about it, of course, you can go to the KGNU's website or After FM, and you'll find a list of all the music I'm playing this evening. I'm going to ask Roger, well, in addition, Roger is going to be joining the Shulta Gale team as a presenter in the not-too-distant future.
That's right. Once I go through my training, so, I'll be official, not just a guest.
Well, I'm very thrilled that you could come along this evening. And I'm going to ask you to tell us a bit about some of the upcoming events and then introduce our next track, which is by Neil Byrne and Ryan Kelly. But I'll let you tell us a bit about some of the events that you have coming up in the Celtic Connections.
Thank you, Madeline. If you're out and about this weekend and want to get your Celtic on, there is a festival coming up in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, just a short 3-hour drive northeast from Denver. It's the first annual Scottsbluff Celtic Gathering, Saturday and Sunday on the 18th Street Plaza in Scottsbluff. And if you're headed south, there is the Rio Grande Valley Celtic Festival and Highland Games in Balloon Fiesta Park in Albuquerque. If you're staying home, you can catch Angus Moore, who will be performing at the Beer Works, or no, yeah, Beer Works Brewery in Arvada. And then Wild Mountain will be performing at Clancy's Saloon and Pub in Wheat Ridge. Looking a little bit further out, June 6th, Celtic Woman will present their Voices of Angels concert at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Now, Madeline talked about the next track coming up from Byrne and Kelly. Neil Byrne and Ryan Kelly are members of Celtic Thunder, and they are going to be performing live in concert on June 1st at 7:30 in the Derry Center for the Arts right here in Boulder. Tickets are available at www.byrneandkelly.com. Ryan Kelly loves to come to Colorado and perform. He is a runner and loves to run around along the Boulder Creek bike path, and has become a major fan of the Denver Broncos. And you can find pictures of him on their website in full Bronco regalia. The song that you're going to hear next is called Home From Home. It was written by Ryan and Neil, along with Nicole Hudson and Peter Sheridan. Peter is a young man from Cavan who has lived in Denver since 2012 and sings with a local band called Rabula Conundrum and occasionally plays backup for Keith Harkins, who's also of Celtic Thunder. And so this song is called Home From Home.
Sitting at a lonely bar in an unfamiliar town, missing words of songs I heard but never wrote them down. Thinking of the folks at home, I promised I'd be back. Told them they'll never know I'm gone. I'm just here for the crack. Our people have been leaving now for centuries before, trying to find a better life upon a foreign shore. Now it's us, a generation forced to do the same, building dreams with bricks and beams, exports once again. Transfer home to here to reminisce of those I miss has often brought a tear. But friends I've met along this road have made me finally see, no more I'll stray, I'm here to stay, happy now to be away.
to be. The road's been long, but it's made me strong. Now I finally see. Still sitting at this exact bar with a feeling of content. How much I've grown these years from home. I'm happy to have spent.
To inform you of one beauty, though I'd ask of you a favor, no, to seek her for a while. Though I own she is a creature of character and feature, no words can paint the picture of the queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. They bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle. On the evening that I mentioned, I passed with light intention through a part of our dear country known for beauty and for style. In a place of noble thinkers, of scholars and great drinkers, but above them all for splendor shone the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the marble in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle. Leave you. My intention's no to grieve you, nor indeed would I deceive you. Oh, I'll see you in a while. I must find some way to gain her, to court her and retain her. I fear my heart's in danger from the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the marlin in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was is in her movement, and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one can match the beauty of the Queen of Allergale.
Open daily, offering organic veggie and herb starts, pesticide-free pollinator plants, natives, fruit trees, berry bushes and ornamentals, plus organic soil-building products, classes, and beekeeping supplies. More info at harlequinsgardens.com.
Welcome back to KGNU. You're listening to Sholta Gale, and that was The Queen of Argyle by Silly Wizard. That was a request by Graham in Scotland, so sent with my love. Queen of Argyle, Silly Wizard, and the lead singer there was, of course, Andy M. Stewart, who we lost just a year past Christmas time. So, I want to talk to you a little bit about an upcoming event and auditions. So the Rocky Mountain Revels, it's an annual show around Christmas time, and they have a different theme each year. Sometimes they repeat the theme, but this year the theme is Ireland, Irish, and it will feature, as I say, an Irish theme, and they are going to be auditioning for musicians, singers, dancers and actors of all ages and experience. Now, the first one, the first audition is scheduled for Sunday. That's this Sunday, May the 21st, from noon until 6 o'clock. And this is just for adults over the age of 16. In August 27th, then children under 16 will be having their auditions. But on Sunday, this Sunday, over 16-year-olds, the auditions will be held in the First Congregational Church in Boulder. They do pay some professional local artists, but most of the performers and the board are it's a non-profit, and they sponsor the revels, so they're looking for volunteers for these parts. Now, the auditions are by appointment only or with arrangement with their artistic director, but you can get information all about that at their website. It's www.rockymountainrevels, that's R-E-V for Victor, not rebels, but revels, rockymountainrevels.org/audition. And as I say, the first one is on Sunday from noon until 6 p.m. You just go online and you sign up for a time slot, which I have done already. How about you, Roger?
No, not me yet. The revels are going to be held this year, December 22nd and 23rd, and the 26th and 27th at the Dairy Arts Centre in Boulder.
Yes, this is their first post-Christmas shows. They usually have them all
pre-Christmas. Right. So it's an opportunity for local actors, singers, musicians to participate and perform. As Madeline said earlier, not everyone gets paid. A lot of it is voluntary performances, but it is always a lot of fun, great companionship, great community, great crack.
Well, and I hope I get a part, and if I do, I'll hope to see you there around Christmas time. The Dairy Arts Centre is a lovely venue for it, I think.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you, Roger. And last year the theme was Scottish, but I was living in Scotland at the time, so I missed out on that one.
Well, maybe next year.
Yes.
Or the year after.
That's right, you never know. So the next track I'm going to play is by a lovely lady in Scotland called Yvonne Lyon, and this is Steal Away.
Sun on wet rooftops and gunmetal sky, so good to stop. Step inside for a while, come away from the striving and let it all cease to be who I am for a moment.
Thank you.
Steal away the moments and days, steal away before the night falls, steal away the moments and pictures and glass that still hang on the wall with the permanence, unlike reality calls for these faces and places. They comfort me still and call me to cherish the moment. Steal away the moments and days, steal away the night falls, steal away the moments and days, steal away before the night falls.
Cunningham, Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham there on fiddle and accordion, of course. And Roger has a bit more information for you before I come back with another track.
So if you've got your calendar handy, you might want to take a look at some upcoming events. Next month, Daniel O'Donnell is going to be performing at the Paramount Theatre on June the 10th. And then the following weekend is the Pikes Peak Celtic Fest, June 16th and 18th in Colorado Springs. And coming up in July, on July 13th, the incredible Eileen Ivers will be performing at the Soil Dove Underground in Denver. And speaking of that venue, the remarkable Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill will return for a performance on Saturday, September 30th at 8 p.m. at the Soil Dove Underground. And then looking out a bit further, in September at the Spanish Peaks International Celtic Music Festival in La Vita, Taig Omihar, Joanna Hyde, and her brother Ian will be teaching and performing for folks at the Spanish Peaks Festival September 21st to the 24th in La Vita down in Huerfano County. So keep track of those events, mark them on your calendars, and be sure to attend for great Celtic music.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Roger. Very much looking forward to the Spanish Peaks Festival this year, and hoping I'll get down there for at least one day. I'm not sure if I can manage them all, but that would be great if I can.
Well, Jack and Barbara are waiting for
I
you to
know,
come.
I know, Jack and Barb, dear people that I'd hoped to meet last year, and they were hosting a house concert for my band, and got down there and it was snowing like the devil. I have never seen snow. I mean, I lived in Colorado for 12 years, but this snow was coming down, and within half an hour they had 6 inches of snow, and within an hour they had 12 inches of snow, and then no one could get into their home. So I never got to meet them, but we have communicated a few times, and I know that it's a wonderful festival, and I'm very much looking forward to meeting them. I'd like to say a big thank you to Michael, who called in after the show, the show I hosted last month. That was my very first one on Shulta Gael, and he called in to say he'd enjoyed it. So thank you very much for that. If you want any more information about Shulta Gael, then of course it's online. You can listen again on After FM. And I want to play out tonight with a track by a local band that some of you, I'm sure, will have heard of, Face Vocal Band. Really, really nice guys who came over to Edinburgh a few years ago and were in the Edinburgh. They had 5 nights at the Edinburgh Festival. And they are having a lot of success in Colorado and further afield again. But they are going to be appearing at Red Rocks on August the 6th. And they are so excited about it. And so they are a wonderful vocal band, no instrumentation at all. A lot of people think, oh, no, what's that going to be like? Well, these guys are awesome. And so I'm going to play you a Celtic song that they do, and this is called The Parting Glass. You can get more information about them, facevocalband.com, online. And if you like them, then you have an opportunity to hear them at Red Rocks on August 6th. Here they are with The Parting Glass.
That I had, I spent it in good company, and
harm I've ever done. Alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for one dove went to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be to you all. So fill to me the parting glass and drink a health, whate'er befall. Then gently rise and softly call. Good night and joy be to you all.
The comrades that e'er I had, the sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts that e'er I had,
they wish me to stay. But since it fell into my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and softly call. Good night and joy be to you all. Fill to me the parting glass and drink a health, whate'er befall. Then gently rise and softly call. Good night and joy be to you all. Good night and joy be to you all.
There we have Faith's vocal band, a Boulder-based, wonderful a cappella band, and they are performing all over the place. You can find more information on their website, faithvocalband.com. And as I mentioned, they are going to be at Red Rocks in August, August the 6th. You have been listening to Madeline Cave with Sholta Gale. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. I look forward to being back next month. And many thanks also to Roger Hara. Thank you very much for coming in, Roger.
You're very welcome, Madeline. Thank you for having me. It's been a great pleasure, and I have enjoyed our friendship and enjoyed your introducing us to the lovely music of Davy Steele. But for you, my band would not have taken the opportunity to have learned those songs, and we have incorporated so many of them into our continuing repertoire. And but for you, we would not have met Davy. So thank you very much for that and for asking me to join you tonight. And
well,
I look forward to future opportunities to co-host with you.
Thank you very much. So Roger and I are planning to co-host in the future. I will be back next month. I will not be here in July. So we're hoping that Roger will be hosting the show on the third Wednesday in July. That's the plan anyway, but you know, the best laid plans are mice and men gang after glee. We'll see how it goes. Thank you for joining me, Roger. Thanks for the blether, and thank you all for listening in tonight to Sholta Gale. Up next is Musica Mundi with George. He's in the studio now, and will be joining us momentarily. Thanks again for listening. And we're going to have a another track here from George. He's just lining something up here. Thank you very much for listening in. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.